Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Kingdom Church broadcast, Living Life with Pastor Carolyn. I am your host, Pastor Carolyn Henderson, along with our co-host, Pastor Valerie Burrell, Empowerment Place Ministries, amen. And we welcome you to the broadcast tonight. We are thankful to be here tonight. We're going to continue our little talk. We have about 15 minutes to talk about rest, relaxation, and restoration. I pulled an article from the New York Times concerning relaxation, and I read over the article, and I was interested in some of the things that it said in there. Pastor Valerie, we said good evening to you and Elder Benny this evening.
God bless you, Pastor.
Amen.
Great to be with you this evening. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for this because so many of us are running off of fumes. Amen. Some of us are just exerting all the juice that we have left just to do stuff. But I'm finding that we're going to have to learn how to rest and relax our body and let the Lord restore us. Amen. But in this article, it's in the New York Times, and I'll post this website that you can go out and print it off for yourself. This article was written by Daniel Goleman, G-O-L-E-M-A-N, and he was talking about relaxation and the surprising benefits that were detected through this study by certain doctors. And he was saying that the simple act of becoming relaxed can have surprising health benefits. It said that new research is showing that it has a psychological effect on people, and it helps relieve stress and mental tension. I said this new finding indicates that deep relaxation, if practiced regularly, can strengthen the immune system and produce a host of other medical valuable psychological changes. And I was amazed at this because it said in asthmatics, Pastor Burrell, for example, relaxation training has been found to widen restricted respiratory passages. And a lot of people who have asthmatic problems, I know that I have a problem with asthma. It was saying that if we learn how to relax ourselves, that we widen the restricted respiratory passages, which means our bronchi, our lungs, and all of that. And it even said in diabetics, relaxation can reduce the need for insulin. So you know I'm paying attention to this stuff, right? It said in many patients with chronic unbearable pain, the training has brought about significant relief. And I'm going like, okay. So relaxation can help better asthma. It can help better diabetes and chronic unbearable pain. It says the research shows that relaxation may help ward off diseases making people less susceptible to viruses and by lowering blood pressures and cholesterol levels. And I had heard before that many times that when we are not feeling good, it's not because we are really, really sick. It's that subconsciously we are stressed or we are carrying a whole lot of stress or stuff that we don't realize that we are carrying. So it's amazing to sit here and read this article. You have something you'd like to share, Pastor?
No, I know that to be true. I've also done some research on that, and Minister Hope, you know, who does massage.
Yes.
She would educate me often on the necessity of resting my body and having the massage done. And I can remember that first time she did gua sha on me, and I hope I pronounced it right, but it was releasing blood vessels in my back and in my shoulders that had been constricted because I wasn't resting, and then it just caused stuff to just clog up in our systems. And that's another thing. That's another thing, too, that happens. If we don't properly rest our bodies, it also affects our digestive system because we're not giving our bodies the time to process the food. Too often we go out to eat. We eat, we fellowship, we get up, we go home, we undress, we get something to drink, and we lay down.
Yes.
And so, you know, we call that, you know, our fellowship time and all of that. But sometimes we're doing our body a disservice because we're not giving our bodies time to properly digest the food. So, yeah, there are a lot of things that happens to us when we don't properly relax and do what our bodies intended. And, you know, Pastor, when we look at it, you know, we look at the work that we do, you know, being pastor, being a teacher, being a student, being a wife, and the many other things that you do, because that's who you are. But sometimes God just requires that we back up off of all of that and just be His. And I don't think we do that enough, that we just give Him time. You know, often you hear of people taking sabbaticals, and you'd be like, who got time for that? But we all should. We all should have a time where we get away. And for those of us who have our spouses, especially in ministry, we need to get away together and just be quiet and enjoy that. And give our bodies and our minds and our spirits a time to detox from everything that we've encountered, and we're trying to tow and we're trying to hold and we're strategizing and doing all these things. And at the end of the day, if we're not relaxing and God allowing God to restore us, when we get to the finish line, we're just like, okay, I'm done. We can't even rejoice in it because we're too tired.
Yes, and you know, that taking that sabbatical, we had a friend that we talked to. He just took an overnight, I think it was a 24 or 48-hour sabbatical. He said he just needed to be quiet. He just needed to rest. He said he just went to the hotel. He went to the Bible store, got some information and got some stuff, and went back to the hotel. He didn't talk to anybody. It was him and the Lord, and he just rested. And he said his body felt better after that 24, almost 36 hours. And I know that even today I noticed that I've been getting up early. I've been kind of restless. You know, when we have stuff on our plate, when we know that we have something to do, I don't know about others, but my body tends to react to what I have to do. So it's like a clock. It wakes me up and say, you know, you got to get up. You know, you got to go. And I found that I am running off of fumes, to be honest. My body is tired, and it's giving me signals that it's tired. I was sharing with someone the other night how we had eaten, and when I finished eating, I went to drink some water, and I've been having a problem with drinking water. I don't know what it is. Sometimes water just does not settle well with me. It makes me nauseous. And so I was sharing with someone, and Friday I wasn't feeling well at all. Saturday I just ate some dry toast and some crackers. And however, I did get a chance to eat later on that evening, and I ate baked chicken and some vegetables. But our body gives us signals. You said, we go, we fellowship together, we eat. And one thing that I heard Bishop, I think his name is, I'm not sure, he's from out of Ohio. He was saying that they have church fit now at their church, where they're exercising, they're seeking out proper diets, proper eating habits, not eating after a certain time of the evening, and being very careful of what they take in. And I noticed that when you were talking about the gluten-free foods and different things, and today I have to say I ate a salad earlier today, and I felt better than I had been feeling than eating a whole lot of heavy food. And my husband gets after me sometime because I eat a snack, but I'm finding that, like last night, I ate a piece of banana because I needed to eat something before I went to bed. However, we need to really, really take a look at what we're doing to our bodies, what we're putting in our bodies, and what we're getting out of our bodies. We're not getting the maximum potential of the body that God gave us if we're abusing what we're doing and how we handle our bodies. It is my desire, because I'm diabetic, it is my desire to come off of insulin. Pretty much I do my best to keep my asthma problem under control. But there's so many things in this paper that he was talking about that they've been doing a research with patients in the hospital. And this doctor, Dr. Herbert Benson from behavior medicine, and a doctor, John Kabat-Zinn, the director of stress reduction and relaxation program. He's at the University of Massachusetts Medical School in Worcester, Massachusetts. And they were saying that they have a 57-minute videotape that has been made, and it's being looked at throughout many hospitals, and they have breathing techniques and how they're led to scanning the sensations that go throughout their bodies, and how this has really, how people have, their bodies have really responded to this. Me personally, it talked about yoga. I am not one who thinks about doing yoga because of what we believe. It's a spiritual thing, but the teaching one how to breathe and how to respond. I remember people used to tell us to drink water before you eat. That helps the digestive tract to get started, but it also takes up some of the space in your stomach. So one preacher said that we have to stop eating fried chicken and fried food and a whole lot of bread and potatoes at 9 and 10 o'clock at night and going to bed. And it's true. We have this saying, I say it sometime, what goes across my lips end up on my hips, and it's true. I'm finding that, even I became interested this evening because accidentally I made some mashed potatoes with cheese, and not paying attention, I turned and I had the garlic salt in my hand, and I shook it, but when I shook it, a whole lot came out of the bottle. I said, oh. So I tried to add more potatoes and mixture to the potatoes, but when my husband went to eat them, he said they were really, really salty. So we poured them out. But we really want to, Pastor, go further into this. Is there anything you need to share in these last 60-some minutes? Go ahead.
I just say to you and to our listeners, it begins with one step. I know for me, my family, we've been challenging each other. We got Fitbits, and, you know, our goal was to do 10,000 steps a day. And because we're challenging each other, it's helped me. My heart rate, which was incredibly high for a resting heart rate, has dropped by 15 points in a matter of 3 weeks, and it's because of exercise. So there are things that we can do, and like you said, we can talk further about it, but we've got to do some things. We've got to make some choices so that God can do the restoration in our bodies that's needed.
Amen, amen. So next week, we're going to pick up right here. We're going to pick back up with relaxation, rest, relaxation, and restoration. And next week, we'll extend it to 30 minutes. And we pray that this will help somebody, that somebody will listen to it. And, you know, another thing we need to come against this sound that we're having a problem with is on a lot of technology now. It sounds like we're having feedback terribly on the lines. But we just want to thank the Lord. I thank you for being with us, Pastor Burrell. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to come together tonight. Father, we thank you for speaking to us about obedience for our bodies. We ask that you would touch us now, touch those that are listening. And Father, we thank you for this time of sharing and broadcast. In Jesus' name, God bless you and good night. Join us next week for Living Life with Pastor Carol.